This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control.
Win Bigly, that's his new best-selling book. About Scott Adams joins us for the next 30, 40 minutes or so. Dilbert.com, blog.dilbert.com. Wow. He has just been a free thinker, and he has been somebody outside the box and trying to get people to not just go off what the spin is, but what the facts are. He's called it the fact-free world. But maybe we're going into the golden age, like he said, where it'll be more about the facts and knowing about our own emotions. And so he has been at the center of the firestorm with Kanye West. Thousands of articles a day, millions of people extra watching his videos. I've played his latest video a few days ago here on air. We're going to go to break in a minute and come back with Scott Adams joining us live via Skype. But they are melting down about this, and I see it as a major turning point. As he said, Kanye West blew a hole in reality when he did this, just like Scott Adams blew maybe a little smaller hole, and I blew a smaller hole, but all of us blowing little holes. Now Kanye blowing a bigger, much larger hole. Candace Owens doing that, shaking the authoritarians and showing us just how authoritarian they are, that this is a big deal in America, that Kanye West can be friends with Trump for over a decade and say he supports him, right as Trump with Korea and so many other things, has big victories. So here's a few minutes of the viral video. Is Kanye West bringing us into the golden age? And what is the golden age?
So we humans have developed a number of prisons of the mind, things that we just imagine to be our limitations or imagine to be true, and it limits what we think is possible and it limits what choices we make. Here are two of the biggest ones. I talk about this a lot. This is the false belief that history repeats. It doesn't. It never does. It just looks like it because we have this pattern recognition brain. So anytime we see anything that reminds us of another thing, we say, well, there it is, history repeating again. But that's not what's happening. History can't repeat because all the variables are changing all the time. So you can't ever have the same starting point you ever had in history. History never repeats, ever. If you think it does, you're in a mental prison. If you think it doesn't, do you know what happens if you think that history doesn't repeat? Then you can become president of the United States without ever being a politician. If you believe that history repeats, you don't even try. President Trump is not in a mental prison. Did he think that North Korea was unsolvable? Nope. Did he think he couldn't negotiate trade deals? Nope, he didn't think that. Did he think he couldn't give people nicknames and win an election that way? With other stuff, of course. Nope. Did he think he could, you know, that nobody could talk about immigration without being labeled a racist and therefore, you know, their life was over? Didn't seem to bother him. He consistently shows you that history doesn't repeat. Where do you get that? Well, probably. It traces back to the same place I got it. The power of positive thinking. Remember, his pastor when he was a kid was Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote The Power of Positive Thinking. The Power of Positive Thinking is very close to this. It's very close to thinking, to the belief that you're not in a mental prison. History doesn't define you. You know, you can get out of that little mental prison. Here's another one that I like to look at. This is another mental prison, all right? That the problem has to be the solution. Now, this will require some explaining, all right? But it's a mental trap, it's a prison, if you think that the only...
All right, we'll be back with the man himself, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Adams of blog.dilbert.com. I'm Alex Jones with newswars.com and, of course, prisonplanet.com. And InfoWars.com. And isn't it great now? From his kitchen, he can end up getting more viewers than ABC Nightly News. That's why they're panicking. That's why they're trying to say get rid of free speech, because they already realize the genie's out of the bottle. Too late, control freaks. Too late. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, on the heels of the big North Korea peace deal to denuclearize and basically begin the process of merging the two countries, a huge victory by Trump getting outside the box, believing that you don't solve problems, as Scott Adams was saying, with the same problem. House panel, Russia report finds no evidence, 200 plus pages long, of collusion. Trump says probe must end now. Well, they may not mind that because they've moved on to Stormy Daniels and Trump's lawyer and women. All of that directed by Mueller. Unbelievable. Trump calls Russian investigation a witch hunt after it finds no evidence of collusion. The collusion's by Hillary. But Scott Adams sarcastically during the campaign said, I am now a Hillary supporter so they don't kill me. Well, I guess it wasn't too sarcastic, but I guess it was real, but it was done tongue-in-cheek. Talk about courage. That's who I admire. Not just folks that are right, because I admire people that are smart and know what they're talking about, but people who have courage. You add those together, that's called game-changing. That's called trailblazing. Do I agree with him that history doesn't repeat? Well, times come when there's a renaissance and people stop repeating. But a lot of times we get in these staid systems where people do follow the power structure, do follow the staid political system. So the same group stays in power, so they repeat the same basic activities. But he's right. They're not literally repeating the same thing. But then there are these renaissance points that I believe do cause these giant leaps forward. But he's laid out this golden age. I think we've been in it since the Gutenberg press. I think it's been tumultuous. It's been problems. But look at all the good things happening with the bad. But what could the end of the golden age bring us into? The age of infinity? We'll talk some about that. So Scott Adams, congratulations on getting the whole world really thinking about shifting paradigms, and thanks for spending time with us.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, everybody, my critics told me that I can't talk to you. You know that, right? They attacked me and said, he's been on InfoWars, so we can't listen to anything he says that might be productive and useful. But I say Kanye changed everything. And, you know, I can love you. I don't have to disagree with you. So I'm going to take Kanye's lead and say, I'm Switzerland. I'll go on whatever show wants me to talk to their audience and share my opinion.
Which is a fundamental Americana idea. I mean, let's speak to that. This new thing where they lie about who I am and what I say when they tell you don't come on the show. And they want to control who can communicate, who can talk. That sounds like a prison.
Yeah, prison of the mind. The moment you can't associate and deal with people, you got problems. You know, speaking of North Korea, let's not forget the enormous psychological benefit that Dennis Rodman brought to this situation. Because if you think about it, you know, he's as out of the box as you can get. And what did he do? He associated with someone that everybody said, don't associate with him. You can't do that. And Dennis Rodman said, watch me. Watch me go do this. And I'm pretty sure that the Dennis Rodman experience probably was part of the calculation that we understood Kim Jong-un to be a rational player who had at least a little fondness for the West. So Dennis Rodman, presidential, you know, Medal of Freedom, maybe, you know, if things work out, I think his name's got to be in that conversation.
I've got to apologize, Dennis Rodman. I didn't see it the way you saw it then. And I just saw the freakish nature and the crimes committed by North Korea. But keeping them in the communist position, if we don't reform them and don't work with them, we become the oppressors by keeping them in our minds being the devil. Is that what you're talking about mental prisons?
Yeah, and think about the fact that we like to say, oh, don't give oxygen to this bad person or this bad idea. But it's not giving oxygen. It's bringing in another voice. It's bringing in an influence. It's bringing in a persuasion that could change that thing you're not liking to something you might like a little bit better. So Dennis Rodman was not endorsing North Korea. He was bringing persuasion, and it may have been an important part of progress.
Why didn't I see that? It was like bringing Coca-Cola, rock and roll, and Levi's blue jeans into Russia. I admit, Scott, I missed the boat on that. Wow.
Well, go back to your constitution, right? This whole freedom of speech business, it's a big, big idea, and it keeps working. Like every time we get a little more freedom of speech, people are a little happier, and they act surprised. It's like, whoa, freedom of speech worked again. Surprise. So Kanye is reminding us something I guess we forgot. Dennis Rodman reminded us of something I think we forgot. You know, Candace Owens is also part of the conversation. They're reminding us of the power of free thought, free speech, the ability to talk to the people who are not your best friend, you know, the ability to talk to somebody without saying you can't talk to them. This is a big, big, big deal. And what I define as the golden age is a realization that most of our problems are no longer physical, as in, I have the plague and I don't have a cure. That's a physical problem. You know, so, I don't have enough resources. I don't have enough food. That's a physical problem. But North Korea, we're starting to understand, was always a psychological problem because the solution was there. We just had to figure it out. I believe the same is true with issues in, with Iran. I think we can get to a good place with them if we take the same mindset that we can talk to them, we can listen to them, we can, you know, we can figure something out. There's probably a way to make that work.
You look at Kim Jong-un, I've never seen him actually look this happy. I would imagine he does want to reform. He probably doesn't want to continue, you know, being part of this evil dynasty that this communist dynasty he was born into. And you see all this happening just like Trump planned it. I was told by State Department officials over a month ago how this would then unfold, and that's why this is moving so fast. It looks like Kim Jong-un is basically really ready to give up the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, you know, I call this the difference between wanting and deciding. They probably wanted to denuclearize, but now he's actually decided. So that's what you're seeing looks like the activity. Both sides have just said, wait a minute, I can't even remember why we were mad at each other, right? Yeah, it's, history is going to say, why did he have that problem in the first place? In fact, Kim Jong-un, I believe one of his quips when he was shaking hands with Moon was, you know, why did this take so long? You know, why did we wait? You know, something along those lines. And I think that's how history will see it.
And you've been saying for months Trump's going to get a good deal just at a historical gut level against Scott Adams, Crater Dilbert, and so much more. Great philosopher here with us. And you've been proven right about that again. But the way the media is trying to ignore this or sidestep it, some of them are having to admit that it's a big deal and a good deal, and that this is really game-changing. But the way they're trying to sabotage it and the way they're not giving Trump credit when the new policies really did push this decision is just crazy.
Yeah, you know, the whole who gets credit for what is going to be fascinating to watch. I was very encouraged by seeing President Trump tweet credit to President Xi of China without taking credit in the same tweet. Now, I always talk about the dog that didn't bark. You know, look for the thing that's not there. What was missing was President Trump taking credit. He was actually giving it to China. Now, is that the right way to play it? Hell yes. I mean, you know, that is your highest level of good work. I mean, that's the leader you want. You want him to say, I'll take the credit when it's mine. Here's your credit. Everybody gets credit. Let's make this thing happen. So his relationship with, you know, Macron, with President Xi, those things make a big difference. And he does that stuff well when it matters.
And notice Trump called it an elevation. He doesn't like fake tension and rotting countries and all the rest of it. He wants to pragmatically build things up. And why, if South Korea is the most productive country in the world per capita, why would we sit there just for the military-industrial complex and for China, for tension, let this keep going? We now know it was the Clintons and others shipping weapons in, giving them the nukes, giving them the missiles that wanted to keep this going. And now the globalists and their continued crises creation have a new sheriff in town. But we'll see how they'll strike back. More predictions with Scott Adams. And we'll talk about Kanye West and what's next. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Our guest, and again, over the weekend and throughout the week, Kanye West started tweeting out some of his videos and information, and I'm all about positive thinking. Now, I've run into some people, some of these preachers that get into it, they just say name it and claim it. You just say, I want a box of gold to fall out of the sky like a genie does it, it's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, and I've seen the people go crazy. But I remember growing up going to stores or businesses, everybody liked my dad so much, and I was like a 10 or 11, 12, you know, kind of a bad attitude. And I'd say, why does everybody like you? And he'd say, because I have a good attitude. And, you know, my dad was, you know, married. My mom's still married. Great. I was like, why do these women come up and, like, get out of cars at red lights and ask where you're going? What are you doing? He said, because I just have a good attitude. I have a good attitude. So I understand in business and life and everything, being positive, looking at the best parts of it. I see some positive thinking, though, where they get so positive, they look at all the bad things and don't do anything about it, just saying be positive. Now, I think admitting bad things are going on is positive to get that out front and do something about it. And I wanted to get Scott Adams of blog.dilbert.com's breakdown on that, what he thinks is coming next with Trump, what's coming next with Kanye West, what the other big shoes to drop are, because when you think about positive thinking, I never really applied it to what the left does, the social engineers, with the Me Too movement, trying to make all women victims or make all blacks victim. And you realize they're like the anti-positive movement. And I never really, even though it's so obvious now, and I've listened to his stuff for years and read books about it and know it's right, that it's totally true. And I feel like I've missed the center point of it until just the last few weeks. But I think, like the 100th monkey, Scott Adams, other people are starting to really get that it's not just positive thinkers like you that are so successful and right and helping people like Kanye and others not be negative, but that we're now realizing, wait, the other side knows this but is using the opposite tactics, and so it's more important than ever to do what you're doing.
Yeah, there's such a utility in positivity. Yeah, the can do, get out of your box, we can make this happen, kind of make America great again attitude. And the thing is, it's sort of a long game. You know, the classic game was, well, I'll take care of this special interest group. These guys will get a little something. These will get a little something. Trump, by completely refusing to recognize categories of Americans, you know, rather than just treating us as Americans. It's a long game where you knew he would be viciously criticized for being, you know, racist, whatever. But if his plan works long term, the economy gets better. We see talk from Jared Kushner about prison reform. We might see something out of that. We see something good with North Korea. I think something good with Iran will happen after maybe some extra tenseness before we get there. But there's a whole lot of stuff going in the right direction. And that's why I call it the golden age. I think it's going to be a time when this president consistently draws a picture that says, this is what your experience is as our friend. This is what your experience is as not our friend. Do you see how gigantic this difference is? We'd like more friends. Come on over. You know, in some cases, there will be legitimate differences of you know, strategic, you know, priorities. So we can't be friends with everybody about everything. But I would argue that most of the problems, at least between countries, at least the big countries, fall into the psychological positioning persuasion kind of category. And I don't see anything that would physically stop us from having something good come out with Russia, with Iran. You know, the Palestinians is a little not a little, but a harder thing to crack. But for the big countries, I think we may be entering a golden age of cooperation.
I agree with you, and a lot of insiders, a lot of top academics, a lot of top people in government say, though, that the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned of and other groups, they want tension, they want crisis, they want problems because they're crisis managers and that they're deliberately always trying to stoke tensions and problems. And you can see that out of the groups trying to make sure we don't have peace with North Korea particularly and other things happening. They are actively in there trying to get us into a new conflict with Russia. What's your view on that, Scott Adams?
Well, money ruins everything, you know. So if you have a enormous, military industrial complex, there's just a lot of money to nudge a lot of things the way that will make them more money. So I don't know exactly how the conversations go, you know, within, you know, closed doors within, you know, Congress and Washington. You know, do they really say, we don't want a war with North Korea, but it looks like it'd be profitable for your company and you donate to me, so I'll be okay. I don't know that it's express. It feels like it just manifests itself in a lot of different ways with, you know, in small ways until it becomes a big problem. But, you know, if our economy is good and we've got a president who can say no to these companies, we've got something. Now, it looks like President Trump has found a workaround, because if you want to sell a lot of arms, there are two ways to do it. One is have a war. Nobody wants that. But the other way is to have a peaceful buildup of your military. And President Trump is saying, look, we're going to get to peace by sort of the Reagan method of making our military so strong that it's not even worth a thought that you're going to go up against it. Yeah. So the military-industrial complex has a plan B with President Trump that they did not have with, let's say, President Obama.
And when you said that, I was just thinking, as a smaller microcosm, you're at the 40,000-foot view and about 1,000-foot view on the peninsula, to pressure the North to stop what they're doing in China, massive buildup. Japan buys a bunch of weapons. South Korea buys a bunch of weapons, peace through strength. They cut off Kim, have the sanctions. He comes to the table, so now we have the cake and eat it, too. The U.S. is in a stronger position. These countries can defend themselves from China, which is becoming a bigger threat in the region. And we force North Korea to come to the table and begin de-escalating things. That is beautifully done. That is amazing parlance.
But and all of that is amazing and great, and you left out the best part of the story, which is North Korea is going to have an economic boom, the like of which they have never seen, if they play well. So if our former enemies see the benefit of becoming current friends, that's big.
Just like Vietnam.
That's really big.
Just like Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam, I think we drag our feet a little bit on that. That was more of a running away situation than making peace.
No, I agree. But I mean, now look 40 years later. I mean, just look at the place. I mean, they're our ally. They're against China. You know.
Right. Yeah. And Japan, of course, is the best example of all time of the benefit of turning from enemy to friend. That worked out very well for them. So that serves as a good model as well.
There you go. Every time I have a great example, Scott's got one even better. Man, I tell you, I've been reading your books since I was a teenager. My uncle, or God rest his soul, died a few years ago. He was a huge fan. Because he was a lay cartoonist. He liked doing drawings and stuff himself. Just amazing. When we come back, Scott Adams, I want to ask him in the final segment with us, what does he want to cover? What does he think's coming next? And, you know, a lot of positive things are happening. I agree. But what are the pitfalls of the golden age? Because so many times right before you get there, before you get to the promised land, there's something in your way. We're not promising some utopia. We're just saying an age of things being better. Or will it be a technocracy of dystopia? It's a lot of powerful groups. They don't want to ride success. They want to sit on top of a pile of political skulls. They'll be back with Scott Adams. I'm Alex Jones.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother. Well, Scott Adams has been on fire for a long time. How many number one New York Times bestsellers he's had? I know quite a few, always in the list. Creator of Dilbert and so much more. But better known, I've got to say, just to a wider audience today, by daring to not say that Trump was Satan. And then he went through a lot. I mean, he talks about it. I've heard him talk about how it basically, killed some of his speaking career and, some of the things that he went through. But now, by being a trailblazer, it's paying off big time. And going back to that, what made you decide? Something you've always said what you think and, stand for what you stand for. But, or maybe you've always been this outspoken, but it just seems like they're really attacking you more. Are you more outspoken than you used to be a decade ago, or are they just bigger bullies than they were a decade ago? I mean, we know that's the case. Why is it now that they're just everywhere freaking out? How dare Scott Adams, say these horrible things when it's totally positive? It just shows what crazy cults they are.
Yeah, some of it is, I think people are thinking that I have enough influence that it's a problem to whatever they want to influence. So some of it is just the appearance of having influence that makes you a target. Now, I am a little more outspoken, but I got there, honestly, by just, getting on the early story about Trump's rise and being a narrator for that and predictor of it. So that gave me a little bit of credibility, which allowed me to change focus to a, persuasion, filter on politics, and people take me a little bit more seriously now. And then Kanye's tweet probably changed how people look at me as well, because it's, in a sense, it's showing that we're on the same wavelength on something that people care about.
Well, you've made a lot of predictions that have come true. What are you predicting next, or what trends is Scott Adams looking at?
Well, it's a Friday, so I'm going to go all with good news. That's where the golden age is taking us. For on the humorous side of predictions, I had speculated that wouldn't it be funny if the temperature of the world went down during Trump's administration for no reason. Just, sometimes temperatures go down. And we're seeing some reports, I don't know how reliable they are, that there might be some kind of a cooling pause that we're in, which is hilarious, but not scientific.
Well, that's right. Even NOAA came out, the big national center this week, and said, global warming's not as bad as we thought. There's a cooling trend.
Yeah, so I think here's my optimistic prediction. I think that the temperature might keep going up on average, even though it looks like it took a pause. But we're also developing technology that can alter the CO2 in the air, can suck it out. And if we spend enough money, we can actually, make a difference in the climate. So I think between the fact that the projection models are being proven to be a little hot and the fact that our technology is coming online, the risk went from this big to maybe more like this, meaning that if you get the technology up, which we could do, it would just take a moonshot kind of attitude to do it. But it's all, the engineering's already proved out. So I think we're at a point where, climate change could approach solvable. That's the optimistic view. Then on healthcare, I'd like to see technology do what government can't. Congress is a terrible tool for figuring out anything that's complicated and has a lot of different interests involved, and healthcare is all of that. But technology is coming online. We just saw which country was it? One of the Middle East countries developed a pod that you just get in it and it does a full body scan and checks everything. Just takes a minute. You're seeing lots of telemedicine, lots of breakthroughs in cancer treatments, et cetera. So the real magic bullet for healthcare is bringing down the cost through technology so that some people, perhaps not all, but some people who would not be able to afford healthcare could get something closer to a free version that might actually be the best healthcare you can get, because it could be all the new stuff. Whereas other people might want to say, "Well, I want to keep my doctor. I like the personal touch, so I'm gonna just stay with the traditional path." I think we have a chance for a Bernie Sanders-like, almost universal healthcare without changing taxes. Now that would be the golden age, right? If you get there,
well, sure, because we lower the prices so much, it's still free market, but it's so exactly. Normally, if like in every case, technology gets more available, the price goes down massively. I mean, here's an example of a product we sell. Alexa Breeze came out about 3 years ago. Back then, 4-stage HIPAA filters were about $800. They were revolutionizing it, making it, for a lot less. We were selling it for $300. Just in the 3 years, it's gone down. We can sell it for $200, and it's only costing like $100 to make. It's about to go down to like $70 to make. We're going to lower the price again. But why is healthcare skyrocketing then when every other technological development makes the price go down? Is that because of bureaucracy or why?
It's probably because of some combination of lobbyists and rules that are favorable for companies. There could be something about risk management that needs to be tweaked, maybe with better information, not to be reckless. But there are probably things that are safe enough or could be safe enough under the right conditions that we could do right now. So some of it's probably regulation. Some of it is, inertia and what we have to work with. And a lot of it is the new stuff that's expensive for things that we have never been able to cure before. So some of it is all just good
news. Yeah, you got to pay for the big research up front.
Yeah, and if there's a new solution for something that didn't have a solution before, that's an extra expense, even if you're happy about it. So, but anyway, the big picture is that for routine medical care, I think we could get that cost down through technology, approaching zero for people who don't have many resources, and it would be maybe 95% as good as the full service that the rich people are getting. So I think that's possible.
You're talking about almost a medical singularity. And before you get to more amazing predictions, let me just ask this point. What would you call the thing that comes after the golden age, where things aren't perfect, but things get more and more positive? We go through some tumult. We go through some serious issues in that transition. Things are going that way. But we have that Atlantean moment. We're in that process. The technology is so advanced, so dangerous, we blow ourselves up.
Yeah, I'm a believer with Elon Musk and a lot of other smart people that the so-called singularity is a risk to humanity. And for those who are not familiar with that use of the term singularity, because it gets used in different contexts, it's when artificial intelligence gets to the point where the computers can reprogram themselves. In other words, where they can evolve on their own without our help. And the thought is that when they reach that point, they will become a super mind, essentially, so quickly that we may not be ready for how much it changes society. I'm an optimist on that. I love the fact we're worrying about it because that's what makes you safe. I call this the Adam's Law of slow-moving disasters. And the way that works is if you can see a disaster coming for years, it almost never kills us. We didn't run out of oil. The year 2000 thing didn't,
Sure, humans do that. Humans build and try to take control of their environment. You're right, we're seeing that. So let me ask you this then. What would you call what comes after the golden age? I'd call it the age of infinity. Life extension, being a type 1 civilization, off-world, unlimited, humanity going in different directions, basically unlimited choices, a human singularity.
Yeah, and it may be that intelligence that we now think is pockets, like you've got a brain, I've got a brain, the computer has a brain, those things may be so merged in the future that intelligence doesn't mean what it used to. It's just what we all have. For example, my phone is here. I can talk into my phone and get an answer to pretty much any question in the world, and that's only going to get better. So when I'm on Periscope, for example, and I'm getting live responses in the comments, it feels like a big connected brain because I can say stuff like, well, in history, that was that time. Oh, tell me the history.
Hold on, Scott. Stay right there. You'd agree to the whole hour, but I don't want to take all your time. But if we can go to break, come back for just a few minutes on the side to finish this thought and then other predictions about where Kanye's going next. And we'll let you go to have a great weekend. A little bit more time with Scott Adams. I'm Alex Jones. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Follow Scott at Twitter, @ Scott Adams Says.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation?
Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me.
Scott Adams is a best-selling author, cartoonist, you name it, and very, very popular, I guess, futurist online. He joins us here, and he's been at the center of the big Kanye West, I don't want to say awakening, but getting Kanye to go even more public and speak out. And so you were finishing up about the hive mind and how you're connecting in. And same thing, I'll be on Periscope, and I'll say something that isn't exactly right. This is I forgot. They'll get it right. Or then they'll add some information. And the same thing on YouTube with live comments coming in. And it gets where you can't even really do it live yourself. You're just suddenly interfacing with the people. And they're humans going out searching on the big giant hive mind, coming back to that little node, and then all sharing information with each other. That's what we started doing 20 years ago, I would start showing articles on the internet for radio, and people are like, wow, he's not just talking on a webcam, he's showing me things. And it made people add a whole new level till it turned into radio for TV or vice versa. So finish up with that point, and then tell us about your popular apps, and then I want to get into your next prediction for Kanye. Will they be able to break his spirit, break his will?
Yeah, the power of knowledge can't be underestimated. I think that it had a lot to do with why North Korea is getting flexible, because they can't keep the internet from their population and still be a legitimate modern country in the world in 20 years. It just can't happen. There is no path for keeping the internet away from a country. Likewise, Iran has the same problem, only maybe bigger, because they're trying to keep, at least they're trying to edit the internet for their population of this gigantic young population. They're very disproportionately young, and they're kind of Western. So you've got these fairly Western, not so religious, relatively speaking, population bomb in Iran, who only needs the internet to make some change, because young people plus internet equals change. So the leaders of Iran have to see that they only have, a runway of 5 to 10 years maximum for what they're doing now. So they better get flexible and figure out what the thing is after this that works better with the community of worlds.
When we talk about how our audiences are getting younger and younger and mainstream media is getting older and older, I'm not knocking old people. It was old people taught me about globalism and these systems of government and how to resist them. We're not attacking old folks when Paul Watson says my audience is 18 to 30 on average, and CNN is basically 54 to 86. I mean, that's their number. Same thing with Fox News. But the fact is, I've looked up your demographics, interestingly enough, just through some Facebook statistics I saw, and you've got a wide swath of old, middle-aged, young, but you're trending younger, and I'm really seeing with not millennials so much, on average, there's a lot of great millennials, but with Generation Z, when my children are in school, they go play sports at other schools, they have friends that are in public schools, they're in private school. And I'm like a rock star, but I'm kind of like tier two rock star. Oh, it's Alex Jones. Hey, photo. Paul Watson, Gavin McGinnis, Steven Crowder, all these people are like, do you know them? Do you know them? They don't know who Wolf Blitzer is. They don't care who Tom Brokaw is. I mean, that's got to scare the establishment.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much the big networks are making an impact anymore, because it feels like ABC, NBC, CBS, they're not moving the dial at all. There's an interesting thing with Fox News and CNN. They've kind of set themselves as each other's nemesis, which gives them both more attention, is great for branding and all that. So CNN will keep its relevance. But the ABC, NBC, CBS folks, they seem to be timing out.
So what comes next for Kanye? Have you had a chance? I mean, I know you've been tweeting your stuff. It's not like I'm enamored with a star. I'm enamored by a top-tier, second or third, first largest music person in the world, probably a billion fans. And to have him make this bold move and Jordan Peterson to be a rock star, I mean, it really shows that I think we've hit the tipping point, as you said during the break, in your own words, something's happening. So can you speak to that, and what is happening?
There seems to be some kind of shift in, I hate to go new age, but, because it would be easy to go into woo-woo land, but it feels like the way people are looking at things is changing. Now, Trump is a big part of that. North Korea is a big part. Kanye is a part. And I think that people are noticing that when we think in non-traditional ways and get out of the box and say, okay, we thought this was impossible, let's just think, what if it isn't? So maybe the whole thing is just simply defined by possibility. And I think that our notion of what is possible got expanded recently. North Korea and Kanye being the best examples of it, but I think there's more to come. It just, I'm not going to get scientific about this because I can't offer you data, but now that the physical problems have been solved, we can get enough physical resources to where we need it if we can figure out, where to put it and how to get it there. So we're in a world where there's great possibility, and we're being held back by the way we think of things. And we're watching that the way we think of things is being changed by thought leaders.
Well, in closing, I was just talking to one of the producers earlier, and he watched the whole hearings with Diamond and Silk, and the Republican congressman, particularly the Democrats too, didn't even really know what the internet was, didn't understand social media, were just bumbling around. I watched some of it too, and that's what's scary is that's how the censorship can come in with the tech giants, because Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you know, they're being interviewed by congressmen that think, you know, islands float. The congressman from Atlanta is interviewing these women, and he doesn't know what planet he's on. It's like that senator, that late senator from up in Alaska who said the internet's a bunch of tubes. And you see that, unfortunately, people that don't know how any of this works are sitting there trying to then dictate how it's going to operate. I think that's one of the big pitfalls is you're going to have so many people that are technologically and informationally illiterate that they just try to censor all of us and they don't even know what they're doing.
Now, extend that to anything complicated like healthcare, you know, fixing education. You know, if the people working on this are all 80 and tired and, you know, and busy, Congress, I've said this before, they're not the right tool for the job. And, of course, in the past, they have to rely on lobbyists to do the technical stuff for them. But I think in the future, the Internet is going to sort out what it thinks is a good idea. And Congress is going to be just the implementers and law writers in the long run.
Wow.
And I think the Internet will become the government in a good way, not a bad way.
Well, Scott Adams, if you just joined us, opened the interview by saying, people told me don't come on your show. And then they make up what I've said and what I've done to try to stop him. But as he said, he'll go on anybody's show, and he's not listening to that. He knows most of it's bull. The point is, they then do that to him. They then do that to Kanye. They're telling Kanye, you're not going to have your job anymore. We're going to punish you. And he's saying, listen, I'm free. You're authoritarian. It's over. And I think we're breaking their will right now to break our will. I think we've crossed the tipping point, and I think you're going to see an acceleration thanks to Trump and all of our listeners and Scott Adams and Kanye and everybody else. We're going to see an acceleration now in the tipping point, and I think you're going to see the First Amendment and free speech worldwide come back in a big way. I don't think you can stop the signal. What do you think in closing?
I'll tell you, you know, when I was first asked to come on the show today by your producer, my first thought was, I'm too busy, too much going on. I'd love to, but I don't have time. And then I saw people telling me in the news, hey, you can't go on InfoWars. And I said, well, I'm going to clear my schedule now because Kanye says I could talk to anybody I want. So it's changing things. It's a bigger deal than people think. So thank
you. Well, Scott Adams, thank you. Yeah, when people tell me not to cover things, it makes me cover more. Well, again, thank you for your work. We'll be watching and we'll be reading, and hopefully you'll join us again soon. Thank you and have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That was a powerful full hour. Just really glad he gave us that time. Smart guy, man. I always liked him, but I tell you, I really love him now because it's not the Kanye thing. It's like, well, the stuff he's saying is now I'm getting it, and I'm realizing, why didn't I get the Dennis Rodman thing? Why didn't I get that was just like, would we have sent a basketball star to the Soviet Union in 1980? Would I call him a traitor for going over there? No, they're going over there to talk to him. It's just the hideousness of the communists and watching it and Dennis being happy with them. That's what I couldn't stand. But I get it now. And I'm learning that I have my blind spots too. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, you live, you learn. All right. I have not plugged but one time today. If I don't start plugging every segment, we're not going to be able to expand. If I stop plugging, we're going to go under. You're the folks that fund us. We have supplements and products and air filtration and water filtration and everything that is the very best out there. InfoWarsStore.com. The deals are so good. We don't make a lot of money on each item, but we do sell a lot of stuff because folks that know about supplements go, wow, Super Male is great, 50% off. Brain Force is amazing, 25% off. X2, you got to have it, 25% off, even though the supply is limited. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You are the InfoWar. Without you buying the products, we won't be here. Get 10% off additionally with auto ship, and Patriot points are double in a month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven